Well, I was 20 years old. I was drafted in 1966, September. I'm sure you've heard the expression, rich man's war, poor man's battle, you know, and there's a lot of that, especially during the Vietnam War, where if your parents could afford to send you to college, you didn't have to go. And there was a disproportionate number of blacks and poor people, and me being among the poor people. Anything new to anybody, you're going to be a little apprehensive. I always talk about my tour of duty in Vietnam in these terms. Looking forward to it, when I first arrived in country, I was a little nervous, apprehensive. You're not knowing what's going to happen, where you're going to wind up. But when it was over, after I came home, I thought, oh, that wasn't too awful. But I guess that's normal. That's the way people are. Looking back on it, it wasn't too awful. But when you're looking into the unknown, that's another story. To be quite honest, I wasn't involved in any combat. Okay, I'm not to say that I wasn't scared, and you know, things happened around me. But myself, I was a cook. I was a support person, and it takes 10 people in support to put one man into combat. Other than what I could see outside the ammunition compound, it was like, at times, like you weren't even in a combat zone. I feel very fortunate that I went through what I went through without anybody trying to kill me. I have a combat veteran who was a good friend of mine who just passed away recently, and I was able to talk to him on his deathbed virtually. And one of the things he said was that he killed a person in Vietnam, and he still thinks about it. You know, we're talking a long time ago, the Vietnam War, and these fellows are still affected by it. And when I was a kid, I never really thought about the World War II veterans. You know, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and the World War II was 10 years prior. And I thought, well, what are they still talking about this war for? It's over. But guess what? How long has the Vietnam War been over? Quite a while. I'm at 40 years, and these guys are still affected by it. So it's no drill to go into a country and fight. I don't think that we should send our soldiers in anywhere except as a last resort. You know, exhaust every other avenue, because, you know, the way we rushed into the Middle East, and, you know, we look back now in retrospect, all the soldiers that lost their lives and all the ones that were maimed, you know, I mean, these are lifelong injuries. And after so long, you're in a country, be it Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, no matter what reason you have for going into that country, what it all boils down to in the end is the insurgents are fighting with you because you're in their country, and you're fighting with them to protect yourself and your buddies. Looking at the history of Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh, he fought with us against the Japanese, and we're fighting him. And in reality, he was a patriot. How can you look down on that? We had no business there in the first place, okay? When we went to Vietnam, we were there because our politicians were telling us about the domino theory. If Vietnam falls, all of Southeast Asia is going to fall. When you look at what happened to Russia, they just evaporated. So do you believe the domino theory? I do feel regret, because I think we were misled into going there, and 58,000 guys didn't come back. It just made me more aware of how you have to take a hard look at your politicians and guys that are claiming they want to lead you and do the right thing for you. You have to really look hard at them and see who's backing them, because they can say a lot of things, but, you know, words are only words. You know, you have to really think about what these guys represent, because they can put you in a big jackpot.